Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, March the 3rd, 2018. And once again, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, as usual, I'm asking all listeners, especially for you new listeners that are faithfully tuning in, I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Minister Tawan Eppinger. He is a member of Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor there. So Minister Eppinger is standing by to deliver God's word on tonight. So please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, once again, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in that name that we come on tonight to give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you, for Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, before we ask for anything else, to first search our hearts and forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities, starting with myself and my entire family, and also my guest on tonight, Minister Tawan Eppinger and his entire family, and all doers of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Continue to help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that everything we're doing for you in earth will not be in vain, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We come lifting up, Heavenly Father, the family of the slain police officer, James Davis Jr., and his wife, Diva Davis. They were gunned down yesterday morning at Central Michigan University by their own son, James Davis Jr. They were killed on that campus yesterday morning. So we want to keep that entire family in our prayers, and not only that family, but all those that are dealing with the loss of loved ones, however it may have occurred. We want to continue to support and lift each other up in prayer and remember that God sees everything, and we must remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we lift up all families that are dealing with bereavement on tonight in the name of Jesus, knowing that God is our comforter and strength, even in our sad hours. It is so in Jesus' name. And also we lift up all those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are dealing with mental issues in a special way on tonight. You know who they are and where they are, and we know you know exactly how to reach them. So we lift up all those that are dealing with mental illnesses all over the land. We ask that you would touch their hearts, their minds, and their bodies, Heavenly Father, that they will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And if any of them are not saved, is our prayer, while you're dealing with them with their mental illnesses and health challenges, that you would touch their hearts as a vessel would speak a word into their lives, that they would open their mouths and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved on tonight, is our prayer. Not only those that are dealing with mental illnesses and issues, but all those that are listening on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer that something will be said or done through this worldwide platform on tonight, through your word, through Minister Eppinger, that would touch the hearts and the minds of your people, the listeners, that they, their hearts would be changed and pricked to the point they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works, and we know that it will never lose its power. So we just ask you that you will have your way on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord, in the lives of every doer and every saint of your word is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, amen, we do have another spiritual food. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes tonight saying to all of us, love and faith are both action words. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes to us saying, love and faith are both action words. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcement, I do want to congratulate our my pastor and bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, as he we are now in the month of March. We are starting on tomorrow celebrating his 28th pastoral anniversary. And we will be having different guests come in for the morning service and the afternoon services for the entire month of March to help us celebrate our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit on Crane Street, right off of Jefferson. Again, you are cordially invited to come out and share and help us celebrate our man of God the entire month of March as we celebrate his 28th pastoral anniversary. But those are my announcements on tonight. So we are getting ready to bring forth our man of God on tonight in the person of Minister Tawan Eppinger. Once again, he is a member and also the youth minister of Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Terman Jr. is the pastor there on the east side of Detroit. So we're getting ready to bring forth him to bring forth God's word. Before he comes to deliver God's word on tonight, we're going to do a music break. And I pray that you are blessed by the word through this musical selection on tonight. And I pray that we continue to lift each other up in prayer because the word of God lets us know that the prayers of the righteous avail much and prayer still changes things. I am a witness. So we're going to enjoy this musical selection together on tonight. Thank you. Praise the Lord on tonight. I know that I'm not the only one that has this testimony on tonight. I just want to thank you, Lord. Why? You've been so good to me, even in spite of myself. I don't deserve it, but you've been good to me. So that's why I just got to thank you, because you're worthy to be praised. Well, listening audience, again, tonight is Saturday night, March 3rd, 2018, and we are now ready for the word on tonight, and it's coming to us from none other than Minister Tywan Eppinger. Minister Eppinger, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. If I can start by giving a little bit of my testimony. God delivered me from so many things, from alcoholism, drugs, neglect, and these streets. I was a product of my environment, or I considered myself to be a product of my environment for so many years, until God stepped in and said that it was time for me to make a change. And he allowed me to change with his grace and his mercy. I've been preaching for almost 9 years, and I'll be 9 years in on the first week in May of this year. To God be the glory for that. He's blessed me and my family to make a change. Me and my wife are going stronger than ever. So there, I know for a fact there's nothing that God cannot do. He's taken care of me and my family. Once I decided to give it all up and give it to God, give myself to God and yield myself to God, he's blessed my family abundantly above all things that I could ever imagine. Into the sermon, the sermon title for tonight is It's Cleaning Time. It's Cleaning Time. Ezekiel chapter 22, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Starts by saying, the word of God came to me. Son of man, will you judge her? Will you judge this city of bloodshed? Then comfort her with all her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign God says. Your city that brings on herself doom by shedding blood in her midst and defiles herself by making idols. You have become guilty because of the blood you have shed and have become defiled by the idols you have made. You have brought your days to a close, and the end of your years has come. Therefore, I will make you an object of scorn to the nations and a laughingstock to all countries. Those who are near and those who are far will always mock you, you infamous city full of turmoil. And the sixth verse says, see how each of the princes of Israel who are in uses his power to bloodshed. May God have a blessing to the hearing and the reading of his word. It's cleansing time. It's clean time. We're living in a day and time where everything that's around us wants to influence or play a part on how we live. A lot of us dread even looking in the mirror because we don't recognize the person we see. We've allowed ourselves to get so far from what God has created us to be to where we don't even recognize the pure person that he created us to be. A lot of us have been corrupted and manipulated into the world's image and don't even realize it. How many of us can honestly take a look at ourselves and say we're set aside to do the will of the Father? How many of us can say we resemble the Father or his purpose that he sent us here to do? That's what he's looking for, one that won't give in, but the one that will keep his principles and make them known in the earth. We have to set the bar or the standard in this world. It's time out for being closet Christians. We have to be Christians that allow people's needs to be met because of the gospel that's on the inside of us. It doesn't take the title of being a pastor or minister to give them the good news. The world is suffering for a lack of commitment and ambassadorship to spreading the good news to all that God still heals, saves, delivers, and will take care of you. Us as Christians have sat back too long in our passive state and watched this world go crazy, instead of speaking up and making our voice be heard to those who need to know who Jesus is. I don't know about you, but every chance I get, I try to tell somebody who Jesus is. I try to walk as he would have me to walk. I try to talk as he would have me to talk, because I know it's not about me, but my life has to be in resemblance with Jesus. Because if my life is in resemblance with who the Father is, then I can save anybody who I can in his name. I must be an ambassador for Christ, not only an ambassador, but I must be the vessel that God has called me to be for people to see. Sometimes people won't even make it to church in their life. Some people will never make it to the altar or to the pastor to get prayed for. But if you have Jesus on the inside of you, you have the capability and the power to pray for them, to bring them out of anything or any situation or circumstance they may face. Not because of who you are, but about who God is. It's all about who God is. I'm a firm believer that you can tell a person's prayer life by how they react to the situations that is happening. The ones that pray will give it to God and call on God in a heartbeat. You can hear the sincereness in their voice when they talk about what God has brought them through and the battles they dealt with and the things they're still dealing with, but while they're dealing with it, they're still trusting on God to deliver them through it. They will minister to those who are in need, even if the subject they're ministering about is uncomfortable, because they're still dealing with it themselves. I'm here to tell you that in this Christian walk, life is not going to always be comfortable. But it's a race that I have to run until the end. I cannot afford to give up my inheritance and what God has for me for this world. I can't allow myself to be pulled back into the manipulation or the setbacks that this world brings to me. I have to allow myself to be unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in God. I must allow my faith to work for me. Even in the midst of giving up, even in the midst of opposition, I must allow God to speak to me. and not only speak to me, but use me for his will. Also, you're going to have the scoffers that will make a mockery of who God is by the way they live their lives. I'm not saying that we're supposed to be perfect, but we're supposed to strive for perfection in all things. In all things, we must strive to please God. See, for so long, we've grown and become a people that only pleases ourselves. We only live for self. We only want to please this fleshly body. But there's nothing more pleasing than knowing that you're living the right life for God and knowing that you're doing the right thing for God. Yeah, you might have those who still try to talk about you or mock you, but it means nothing to you because God is the one that keeps us in the midst of all. For 1 John 2:6 says, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. With talking with people in the world, I found out that a lot of the reasons they say they don't come to church is because they can't believe in the church or the people that go to the church because of how the church people act. It's time for those who have truly been saved and live a life according to the word of God to stand up and be the conqueror that God has created us to be. It's time to take back not only the city, not only the state, not only the country, but every soul in it that the devil has tried to take and steal away. It's time for us to take back everything the devil's tried to take from us. Your families, your children, everybody, your people at your job. But it's going to take us to be bold and stand in the gap. If you can't physically reach them, pray for them. Prayer is just as powerful as speaking to them. Pray for them. It's time to make a change. And the change is going to start with us standing up, being bold Christians, being bold in knowing the word and being able to bring it forth. For Proverbs 18 says that 18 and 21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those that speak it shall eat the fruit thereof. What are you speaking into your situation? What are you speaking over your city? What are you speaking over your state? See, we're so caught up in who the president is and who the mayor is and who the elected officials are to where we talk bad about them or we talk down to them. But what are you speaking with your mouth? A lot of us speak derogatory statements, not knowing that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Instead of pushing these people forward and praying for them as a whole, we talk negative about them. We have to become a people that no matter what you, when we see people or no matter what they're going through, that we're able to still lift them up. We're still able to hold them up. See, yeah, we might separate ourselves and be apart from the worldly system, but that does not mean that I can't step into this system and pull the person that's going through something out. I must be able and strong enough to know that anyone can be changed by God in the blink of an eye. In the blinking of an eye, God can save. He can deliver. He can heal. He can set free anybody who's being held captive. But I have to be humble enough and submissive enough to God to be able to know when something like that is around me or someone is going through something like that around me. I also must be able to know that what is around me can affect who I am. For wherever I go, I must set the atmosphere. Why? Because if God is in me, and God is greater than anyone that's around me. I must be able to set the atmosphere wherever I go that there may be healing, peace, deliverance, joy, hope. Somebody is in need of all these things. My question to you is, will you be the one that God can use as a vessel? Or are you only consumed with what you want? For so many years, I looked at my life and I lived it by what Taiwan wants, what Taiwan wants to do, what's best for Taiwan. This is how I lived my life for so many years. Until one day I realized my life is not my own. My life is not my own. I'm here because God put me here to do a work. For the Bible says the work is many, but the laborers are few. He put me here to do a work. And part of that work is saving people who don't know who he is. Part of that work is praying for whoever is in need of it. Part of that work is praying that God would deliver and set free everybody who's held captive. I must be about my mission at all times. Why? Because I cannot allow myself not to do the work. Because if I start to lack in the work that God has put me here to do, or the people that God has called me to, if I start to lack in those areas, then souls might not get saved because my mission or my work is ineffective. Back to the scripture. The scripture says that the Lord came to Ezekiel and asked him that he would judge her, referring to the city. God asked him, "Will you judge the city of bloodshed?" He said, "If you will judge her, then comfort her with all her detestable practices." Let me stop right there. If you will judge her, comfort her, confront her with all her detestable practices. Meaning that if somebody is going through something that is not meant to overlook it, that is not meant to bring judgment, that is not meant to talk about it, that's meant to correct out of love. See, that's another problem we have. We're so quick to correct and judge when we forget to love. How can we be approachable by people who are in need to know God if we don't have love? Or if they can't feel the love from us, or if they feel like we're unapproachable. How can people feel that they can come talk to us? How can they feel that they can come to us and say, "Can you please pray for me? For my child is acting up. Can you please pray for me? For I've been diagnosed with this sickness. Or my mind is being attacked by the devil." How can they ask us for prayer if they don't see the love on the outside of us? For God is just that, love. It then goes on to say, before we can say what the Lord says, we have to disconnect ourselves and not be a part of what the world is doing. It's impossible to help others when we're focused on inflicting pain on ourselves. Who can we help? How can God send us to the people that are in need of healing? It's time for a deep cleansing before we're able to go further in Christ or in a new dimension with him. We must be cleansed. We have to let go and break every connection that keeps us entangled in this wicked world. God's calling for purity and holiness. People should be able to see the God in us and through us. We should carry his characteristics and make known his will in the earth. My question is, why is it so easy for Christians to hide their true identity? Let me say that again. Why is it Christians are able to hide their true identity so easy? Is it because it's the unpopular thing to do? When it's the best thing that you could ever do with your life? Which is live a life holy and acceptable under God. Why is it so easy for us to transform into somebody that we're not? God is calling for us to be bold and stand. Take a stand for him. That's what he's calling for us to do. In this particular passage, God was talking to Ezekiel about the self-inflicted destruction we brung upon ourselves by spilling our own people's blood and idolizing people for their destructive habits. He told Ezekiel that we had become guilty for the blood shed and for the idols we put in place. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound like the world we're living in now, where people are killing each other and doing harm to each other rather than say hello? God said he's looking for that one. In verse 30, it says, I look for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. Let me read that again. Verse 30 says, I looked for someone among the people who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. I found no one. God is looking for that one person that can change a family, that can change the atmosphere, that can change a generation. He's looking for that one who will stand bold against opposition, who will stand out in the midst of a crowd who's doing the same thing. He's looking for that one that will stand in the midst of wickedness and say, this is not the way. For God said, live this way. For God said, this is what we shall do. He's looking for that one who will trample on every serpent that comes against them. He's looking for that one that won't be manipulated by the world. He's looking for that one who will stand boldly on the profession of their faith. He's looking for that one who will not allow the enemy to take them out. He's looking for that one. Will you be that one? God's looking for the standard keeper in the earth that will separate themselves and say, for God I live and for God I'll die. He's looking for those who will hold fast to the profession of their faith and be filled with his spirit. For 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, therefore, my dear brother and sisters, stand firm. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that the labor of the Lord is not in vain. What does that mean? That if you stand firm and do the work of the Lord, there is a place on the other side called heaven. It's called heaven. There's a place where there will be no more sadness, no more heartache, no more pain, no more destruction. A place of paradise called heaven. I don't know about you, but that's the place I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to the point of where I can hear the Father say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That will let me know that my work wasn't in vain. But my question is, what happens to the ones who never make that proclamation? What happens to the ones that don't know God? What happens to the ones who live a life seeking and searching for something that they never find? That's why it's so important for us to do the work of the Lord. That's why it's so important for us to yield our will and say, not my will, but thine be done. That's why it's so important to decrease so that he can increase. Because when we decrease, he increases our lives, and not just our lives, but everything around us. Everything around us. For God said that in John 10 and 10, that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God is looking for us to live in abundance. But what does it start by? Doing the work. Doing the work. And in doing the work, we must make sure that we are approachable. Because there's a lot of Christians out there who are not approachable. They're not approachable. people are scared to come up to him and ask him questions because they're holier than thou. God is looking for people to be set aside, holy and acceptable, but real at the same time. We as Christians have to stop putting on a facade and stop being only Sunday Christians. But we have to be Christians who are real enough to say, yes, I made this mistake. Yes, the devil had me trapped like this years ago. Yes, I went through the same situation you're going through. But God was able to deliver me because I bowed before him and gave my life unto him. That's what he's looking for. That one that will stand in the gap in the midst of opposition. That one. Will you be that one? We've heard. Now it's time to do. The world is in need of true Christians. For there's too many falling by the wayside for us to stand by and watch any longer. But first we have to be changed. We have to be able to let go of the baggage and weights and clean out our own closet. My own closet. Not sister closet over there, or brother's closet over there, or pastor or minister's closet over there. I must do a self-check first and make sure that I'm holy and acceptable. I can't concern myself with the next person's doing or what the next person has on or what the next person said about this one or that one. I must make sure I'm holy and acceptable for I can always be at work, because if I'm not holy and acceptable, my work is ineffective. I must make sure that my closet is clean so I can make room for my increase, so I can grab hold to the next dimension in God. If not, my past will still have a hold on me. It's time to let go of everything that's hindering us from going to the next level, no matter if it hurts or not. Those are called growing pains, when you're able to shed something that's been holding you captive for so long, but it hurts to let it go. Those are called growing pains. It's time to purge and remove ourselves from anything that's not like God. It's time to ask God to have his way in our lives and really mean it. Not just on Sundays, not just at choir rehearsal, not just at Bible study. It's time for us to live a life holy and acceptable unto God, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This world is in need of true Christians. This world is in need of true people who say they can, who can say they've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb and are ready to go to work. If you have not been working, it's time for you to work now. In closing, God said to tell you, I'm in much need of workers who will submit themselves to me and dedicate themselves to saving in my name. Be blessed by this message. I pray that God touches every ear that is listening to this message and that he activates with his spirit and stirs the gift on the inside of each and every last one of us, so that we may be activated and active to do his work. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. On tonight, for that most needed word on tonight, the world needs to know, for that without a doubt, it is truly cleaning time, because the Lord is not like man. I'm so glad that he's not like man. See, we can put on a facade and fool one another, but you can never fool God. He's looking at the heart. So that's what I'm so grateful for, that God is not like man. He's searching the heart. He knows who are doing whatever they're doing for the kingdom or for his glory. If we're doing it out of love and pureness, out of compassion for people, or are we doing it for self-gain, or are we doing it to be, have our names put in lights, or to be recognized by people and to say, look at me, look what I've done, look what I'm doing? No, it's not about that. It's cleaning time, because the word of God do tell us the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so I'm so glad that God knows who to call, and he knows who to use, and he knows exactly who are fulfilling their God purpose without hidden motives or agendas today. So we thank God for this word through Minister Eppinger on tonight. I know that someone has been blessed by this word. For those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that you have been blessed by this word to the point on tonight that now you can open your own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, and then you will be able to fulfill your God purpose knowing what your God purpose is, because it goes right back to the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The Lord needs more workers in the field, in the vineyard of today's society. We need more powerful men, women, boys, and girls, young and old, that are truly standing on the word of God with holy boldness, not afraid to declare the word of God and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So we thank God for Minister Eppinger on tonight. Minister Eppinger, I just want to encourage you on tonight with these words. You continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to be the man of God that he has called and chosen you to be for such a time as this. Continue to be the husband, the father, the mentor that God has called you to be as you are fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for your life. We pray that God will continue to bless the works of your hands, that your labor is not in vain, that through it all, God will be glorified through you, through your life, is our prayer. So right now, we just want to say to the listening audience, yes, you have a job to do for the Lord, too. If you are still breathing, if you can hear my voice on tonight, if you have not asked the Lord to show you what your God purpose is, if you do not know what your God purpose is on tonight, God wants you to know what your God purpose is, because he allowed you to be born for a reason, and that reason is that your God purpose can only be filled by you. I cannot fill it for you. Your pastor, your mother, your family, your closest friends cannot fill your God purpose, fulfill your God purpose for you. Only you can do that through God's grace and mercy once you know what it is. So it's our prayer that every listener on tonight are being led by God and being fulfilled with his Holy Spirit to come to know what their God purpose is individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that God will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Minister Eppinger on tonight for that needed word on tonight. It's cleaning time. And yes, indeed,
yes.
For such a time as this, we look at the world situation and we look at today's churches, why so many people are not being saved. It's time for the body of Christ. It starts in the household of faith. The word of God says it starts at the household of faith. It's, we need to start examining ourselves and make sure that we are presentable to represent God in the earth. Because people that are not saved, trust me, they know that they can see the difference. If you're saved and mean it or not, they know the difference, whether they tell you or not. So it's important that if you are a Christian on today, you examine yourself to make sure that you are pure and clean and that you can stand up with holy boldness and declare the good news of Jesus Christ, and that you can show love, and that you can show compassion toward others, toward all people, that God will be glorified through you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name tonight. So we thank God for the word on tonight. The word of God is always blessed. So we just thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that every listener was blessed on tonight as I was blessed by this word. I pray that you was blessed by the musical selection. Thank you, Lord, by the Jackson Southerners. So we just want to give God praise, glory, and honor again, because he is worthy to be praised. Because God, he could have taken us all out anytime, and he still can if he chooses to do so. But thank God for grace and mercy on tonight. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we thank God that the blood of Jesus Christ will never lose its power. And aren't you glad on tonight that God is not like man? Aren't you glad that God changes not? He cannot fail. He cannot lie nor change. I'm so glad of all of those things. I just thank God for who he is on today in my life and in the life of every saint all over the land. So continue to be a doer of God's word on tonight, listeners. Continue to be the asset to the kingdom of God that he has called you to be, whether you're young or old, whether you've been in the body of Christ for one day or 99 years. continue to be the asset that God has called you to be, that you will be able to hear God say unto you in the day of judgment, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's the prayer that every Christian should be praying and should want to hear from God in the day of judgment when we stand before God and give an account for our lives. We should want to hear God say unto us individually, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I'm working for. And I like Minister Ebenezer and like so many listeners on tonight that are saved in Jesus' name, that are truly being doers of God's word without hidden motives or agendas. That's our aim, our goal, and our prayer is to hear God say when we stand before him on that day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the
and
joy
Brother
of
Brown,
the Lord. Yes, sir.
And Brother Brown, I definitely want to say thank you again for giving me this platform to preach the gospel on. I'm thankful for you and that God is using you to reach the masses. I'm thankful to God that you're a humble servant as well and that you just let God have his way in you. So I praise God for you.
Hey, man, I thank you for those words of encouragement. And that goes back to the word of God. And that's we did not make this up. We're not trying to give each other a pat on the back for the listeners to let you all know that that's how the Lord works. He says that we are to encourage one another in the word of God. So I thank God for you too, Minister Ebenezer. For the listeners that do not know him, this is a young man of God. And I also want to thank God for my young guest, Sister Marlene Kyle, that was on the show on this past Thursday night. From Los Angeles, California, that did a musical selection. God gave me a song, and she had just came from the dentist's office, had worked down on her mouth. But because of her faithfulness to God, she came forth and she ministered to us in that song. God gave me a song. Why? Somebody needed to hear that song that night, that let them know that God gave you a song. And don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on hope. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your aspirations, because through it all, we all go through trials and tribulations. In this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. That's what the word of God tells us. But through it all, we must stand on the word of God, knowing that through Christ and with Christ, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. So thank you, Minister Ebenezer, for those words of encouragement to me. And I send those words of encouragement back to you. But for the listeners, again, Minister Ebenezer is a young man of God, a young father, a youth minister at the Morningstar Baptist Church. And he's just a blessed young man of God, trying to be a doer of God's word, trying to be a great asset to the kingdom of God, and he is doing a great job. So we're going to continue to lift up Minister Ebenezer in prayer. And all those that are being doers of God's word, whether you're young or old, whether you're black or white, God has no respect to a person. God do not look at color. I thank God that he's not like man. It goes back to God is not like man. He's looking at faithful doers, faithful, committed people of God. Are you letting your light shine that somebody can see Jesus Christ in you or today? That's the question. Again, it goes back to the word, to the spiritual food for thought for tonight. Love and action are both action words. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for action. So it's one thing to say something, but it's a totally different thing to do it. So that's what we have to become, more doers of God's word. It's another thing to hear it, but what are you doing with that word after you have heard it? After you leave the four walls of the church building, when you go out into the world, what are you doing with that word that you just heard? That's a good question for tonight for all people. What are you doing with the word that you heard from the Lord? Are you sharing that good news with others that they can be saved in Jesus' name? That's what we're supposed to be doing, and that's my prayer that that's what we're all doing. So that's what God wants us to do, continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ in the earth, that God will be glorified. So that's our message for tonight. And again, I pray that the listeners were blessed by the word. And I'm asking all the listeners, as we see the Lord is growing this worldwide ministry, and that's what it is. It's a ministry. And I thank God for it. I don't take it lightly or for granted. Neither do I take you, the listeners, lightly or for granted. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please continue to spread the news about this worldwide platform, that others can tune in and be blessed by the word. And most of all, that souls can be saved that are not saved on tonight and in the future, that souls can be saved, that they tune in and hear the word of God through the men and women of God that God blesses to come forth over this worldwide platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved. That's the ultimate goal, that Jesus will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Well, on tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord as we're ready to close out tonight's program. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go in prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you're not like man. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't give up on us. And thank you for your love for us, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, who gave up his life. He came down in the form of man, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own blood. And he died. But 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hands. He came out of the grave with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. For this, we are grateful. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that on tomorrow, every door is open in the name of Jesus, that you will be in the midst of every service in each situation, Heavenly Father, that you would touch and anoint each vessel that's going to proclaim your word on tomorrow to the point that many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name that you will be glorified through it all on tomorrow. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight. We love you. We thank you for loving us first, and we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. It's our prayer that you will continue to use us, that our will line up with your will for your glory in Jesus' name. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land, continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are just suffering with mental issues and mental illnesses, and those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies are dealing with issues that you, as you only can heal in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are the chief physician and you have never lost a patient. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our doctor. You are our everything. You are our joy, our peace, our strength, our divine protection, our healer, our deliverer. You are everything that we need. So we just bless your name on tonight because of who you are. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. And all those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, that's the word for tonight. Continue to remember and know, and it's a true fact. This is no fake news on tonight. This is a fact that it is cleaning time. That's for each Christian on tonight. Examine yourself through the word, not through your own opinions or what somebody says about you, but examine yourself through the word of God to see if it lines up with the word of God, to make sure that you are living up to the par and to be the example that God has called you to be in this dark, sinful world that we're living in today. It's cleaning time. That's the word from Minister Ebinger on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord on tonight, listeners. Know that God loves you. I love you, too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And while we're giving God praise and glory and honor, we're going to continue giving praise and song.